There's wonders for the preacher's confidence when half the congregation walks out, isn't it? I'm just going to slip this off, that's better. Well, it's a great pleasure to be with you here in Paisley again this Sunday afternoon. And I want simply to read some verses with you today and bring four simple thoughts from these verses to you. And the reading is from the letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And he wrote two letters, but it's the first one of the two that I want to turn to today. Now, if you don't have your Bible with you, or if you'd prefer just to listen, that will just be fine. But we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and read a few verses there. And I'm going to start to read at verse number 18. And it says there, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Verse 20, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and Christ, the wisdom of God." Verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Verse 30, it's at the end of that verse, it says this, "Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." And we just pray that God will add his blessing to the reading of these verses. Perhaps they're verses with which you're not overly familiar. And maybe they sound, when you read them, a wee bit kind of complicated. And what was all that about? Well, I'm going to just, the wee passage that we've read, I'm just going to take four simple headings from it. And I'm sure this afternoon that we will remember these four simple headings because they're not complicated and I think they help to just explain the little passage that we've read there. I got thinking about this part of the Bible just quite recently because we had a lady who came to the little church I go to down in Ayr. And she actually came to the ladies' hour. And she stopped coming. She'd come for a while and she stopped coming. And somebody asked her, "Why have you stopped coming?" She says, "I'll tell you why I've stopped coming." She says, "Every time I come, I hear the same thing week after week after week after week, and I'm fed up with it. And I'm not coming back." And I thought, well, there's an interesting thing. Somebody's stopping coming because week after week after week, they're hearing the same thing and she's fed up with it. And I thought, I wonder what Paul, who wrote this letter, I wonder what Paul would have thought about that. So we'll ask Paul, "Paul, you're a great preacher. What do you preach? Paul says in verse 23, well, I preach Christ crucified. Ah. Now, do you preach Christ crucified everywhere you go? Oh, yes, it's everywhere I go, I preach Christ crucified. You've been to places like Corinth, yes. What did you preach in Corinth, Paul? I preached Christ crucified. You've been to Ephesus, Paul, haven't you? What did you preach at Ephesus? He says, I preached Christ crucified. You've been to Colossae, Paul. What did you preach there? I preached Christ crucified. You've been to Rome. You got around a bit, Paul. What did you preach at Rome? I preached Christ crucified. You were in Jerusalem and Antioch, Paul. What did you preach there? He says, I preached Christ crucified. Paul, seems to me that there's an awful similarity about your message. There's no wonder this lady here saying, I'm not coming back because all you do is preach Christ crucified. What would you say to that, Paul? He says, we preach Christ crucified. That was the message Paul was given to preach. And in these verses we've read today, there's condensed four very simple things about this message. The core of Paul's preaching was two words: Christ crucified. Now, I don't need to explain to you good folks from Paisley what crucifixion is. Horrible thing. Christ crucified. We were thinking this morning of this person who was crucified. Paul says it's Christ. He says he's God's anointed one. We were thinking this morning, he is the very Son of God who came from heaven. The Son of God. And John, the great follower and disciple of the Lord Jesus, says, you know, see this person, this one who came from heaven? He says, he's the one who created all things. He says, he brought these worlds out of nothing. And he holds them up out of nothing, just by the word of his power. He says, this is the one who came from heaven and was crucified. He says, we preach Christ crucified. Now, what happened to this person? Well, we learn that when he came, that he moved for 33 years, going from a baby to a fully matured man. And the Bible tells us this, that he never once thought a single thought wrong. He never spoke a word for which he had to apologize. He never did an action that he had to say sorry for. He never went anywhere he should not have gone. And the Bible just says of this one, he's perfect. He's sinless. Then why was this one who is perfect and sinless crucified? That was the very reason he was crucified, because he was perfect and sinless. And he pricked the consciences of men and women, and they hated him. From the age of 30, their plan was, how do we get rid of this person? And there was occasions where they took him and would seek to stone him to death, throw him over the brow of the hill. We've been thinking just recently, haven't we, about being stoned to death. All this thing over in Iran about this lady who was to be stoned to death. Horrible, wasn't it? That's what they wanted to do to the Saviour. But he was delivered up to the Roman people, the Roman soldiers, and they took him, and the people cried, away with him. Crucify him. You know what crucifixion is. We were singing about it in one of the hymns. The crown of thorns, the nails in the hand, nailed to the tree, and then shame, and then mockery, and then great pain he suffered on the cross. So Paul, you're saying, I preach Christ crucified? I do, sir. I do so, says Paul. He says, but wait a minute, you've come to Corinth with this message. And in Corinth, he says, there's different kinds of people. He says, And they're only divided into two groups. And Paul says, there were those who were Jews, very, very, very small country Jews, but very important in God's sight. That's why they're given such prominence. The Jews, and those who were not Jews, were called Gentiles. So he says, or Greeks. And Paul says, well, you've come, you've come to Corinth, and what are you preaching? You're preaching Christ crucified. So you're telling the folks in Corinth, see this person who died on the cross? That's God's way of salvation. That's God's way of men and women and boys and girls becoming right with God. We preach Christ crucified. Well, here's that. Paul's holding a meeting like this. Maybe be a lot more people in it. And there's some Jews there. And there's some Greeks there. And if you and I were there, we would be sitting over here with the Greeks. Because we're no Jews. I don't think there'll be many of us here. We'd be Jews. So here's Paul preaching. He says, I'm preaching Christ crucified. The man on the cross. God says that he bore your sins in his body on the tree. And that's the message that brings life and liberty to men and women and boys and girls. Christ crucified. Well, here's these Jewish people. And they're waiting on their Messiah coming. And Paul says, here's the Messiah. I'm preaching him, Christ crucified. And he says, we're looking for someone who's going to come and save us from the Roman power. We're under bondage in Israel. We can't understand this. It's a stumbling block. That's what the word said, wasn't it, in verse, was it 24, 25? He says, it's a stumbling block. This message of Christ crucified, don't understand it. It's keeping me back from becoming a Christian. I don't understand it. And then to the Greeks, the Gentiles, they're saying, well, we weren't looking for a Messiah, but we like to think things out. He says, it's important that we're able to debate these things. That's why he says, where is the scribe? Where is the wise man, the philosopher? Where's the debaters? We need to discuss this. You can't just accept this at face value. And he says, when we look at this, makes no sense at all. Christ crucified. It's not wise. We wouldn't have it. So Paul says, the preaching of the cross, he says, to the Jews, it's a stumbling block. Can't have it. To the Gentiles, it's foolishness. But Paul says, you know what God says about this? He says, Jesus Christ, he is the wisdom of God, and he is the power of God. So in this person, God says, Christ crucified, that's the wisdom, and that's the power of God to cleanse men and women from their sin. So there's the background. Four simple things about the message that Paul brought. Christ crucified. What does it tell us? I want to suggest, firstly, Christ crucified tells us it's simple. Maybe we would say, Paul, you're saying we preach Christ crucified. Yes, yes. Well, come on then. Say something else. No, I've got nothing else to say. That's what we preach. Just Christ crucified. Yes, but it must be Christ crucified and good works. No, no, no. But you can't just have Christ crucified. It must be Christ crucified and church attendance. No, no, it's just Christ crucified. Well, it must be Christ crucified and giving to good causes. No, no, it's Christ crucified. You see, if there's anything else added on, the rich would benefit and the poor would fail. Or the fit would benefit and the unfit, the disabled, would be disadvantaged. Paul says, listen, the message of the cross, the message from God is this, Christ crucified. You come and believe that the one who died on the cross to be your saviour, he died for you. And you come and you confess that, and you repent, and you turn to serve the living and the true God. That's all it's asked for. It doesn't ask for your background or your prospects. Christ crucified. So it's something simple. Through there, there's some wee ones and some older ones. The message is for them. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and you'll be saved. Christ crucified. There's older ones in here, and I don't know, there may be someone who has yet, I've never trusted the Saviour. And Paul says, well, this message is simply this, Christ crucified. If you believe that, you'll be saved. Not complicated, Christ crucified. But then Paul says, not only is the message simple, he says, but it's a message that brings salvation. It's a message that saves men and women and boys and girls. And we read about that, don't we? It says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, lost in their sins. Like the kitten, lost, couldn't find its way back, lost, in danger, in darkness, at a distance from its proper owner. That's what we are in our sin. We're lost, or we're perishing. Same thing. But what does Paul say? But to us who are being saved, this message is the power of God. So it's a simple message, but it's a message that saves to those that believe. But it's a message that separates. Because what does it tell us? It tells us there are those who are perishing, but there are those who are being saved. And isn't it wonderful? And Paul says, here's the wonderful thing about it. He says, there's not many rich people and famous people become believers. Because there's too many obstacles in their lives. Jesus spoke about that when he was here, didn't he? He says, but you know, the great thing is, it's for the simple and for the humble and for the poor and the lowly that the Lord Jesus came to call. You know, I was reading just a few weeks ago about a lady, a very rich and a very titled lady who was a Christian. She loved the Lord Jesus. And she says, you know, the most loved letter in the alphabet for me is the letter M. And somebody says, why is that? He says, because what the Bible says is that there are not many rich people are saved. It doesn't say there aren't any. So he says, I'm a Christian because of that little letter M. She had lots of money, she had titles. Many, not many. But you know, the wonderful thing is the message comes without any inhibition or ties to everybody who will receive it. So it's a simple message. It's a saving message because if we believe it, that God's promise is this, we will be saved. And it's a separating message because it reminds us that we're not born saved. We're born lost and we need to be found. And Paul says, this is how you're found. It's through Christ crucified. But you know, the other thing is this, the fourth thing about this is, it's a sanctifying message. You say, what on earth does that mean? Well, let me tell you very simply what it means. Something that is sanctified, we read about it a lot in the Old Testament, especially in the temples and the tabernacle, and things that were going to be used for God. They had to be sanctified. They were set apart. They were made holy, and they were dedicated for God's service. Now he says, here's the great thing about God's message. Christ crucified, it tells us simply how we can become believers, Christians, saved. It reminds us that we were lost, we were separated, but now, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been found and we're one of his. We're believers, we're Christians. And it tells us that this is done, this is how God effects our salvation. But he says, the interesting thing is this, and we read about it in verse 30, didn't we? Christ Jesus is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. So when we become Christians, God expects to see a change in our lives and our behaviours. He doesn't expect us to live as we were before. And the reason is this, because one of the promises God gives when we become believers is that into our lives comes his Holy Spirit. And when His Holy Spirit works in our lives, it starts to transform us and starts to make us like His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in the day to come, heaven's going to be populated with people who are just like the Lord Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And these people are just folks like you and me. But you know, down here on earth, He starts to change us to become more like Him. Sanctified. It just means simply fit for the Master's use. God can't use folks whose hearts and lives are dirty and have never been cleansed or cleaned. He does offer, when He comes to us, that He changes those hearts and lives of ours and we become profitable servants. We seek to serve the living and the true God. Paul, what's your message? I preach Christ crucified. He says, I've proved it in my own life. Christ crucified, it works. It changed me and it made me someone whom God could use for His glory. And He can do that for us. So Paul, would you agree that your message is simple? He says it's simple. He says it's men and women and people that make it complicated. The Jewish people, it's a stumbling block to them because they won't receive the message that God has given in the crucified Saviour. Sometimes we used to sing out the old hymn book, trust now in the crucified Saviour, salvation He offers to you. It's simple, says Paul. He says, it's separating. He says, this message reminds us that there are those who are lost and going to a lost eternity unless they're saved. And how do they become saved? By believing in the one who died on the cross. And if I believe in Him today, Paul, what happens tomorrow? He says, you've been sanctified and you'll start to live a different and a new kind of life. We preach Christ crucified. You see, that lady down in here, her problem was this. The message of the gospel was a stumbling block to her. She couldn't understand it. Why? Because the light of the gospel had never shined into her mind or into her heart. And she just got fed up listening to it. Instead of just receiving the Saviour as our own, we preach Christ crucified. Make Him yours today. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks for the simplicity of the message that Paul brought to the people at Corinth. There were so many wise people there and so many religious people, and he tried to get behind the human wisdom and the religion and bring Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For we who know Him as our Saviour, we want to give thanks for the one who died on the cross for us and cleansed us and washed us and brought us into your family. We do pray that thy word would find a dwelling place in our hearts, and as we part the one from the other now, we just ask that you will part us with your blessing, and may we all go from this place rejoicing in your salvation and in your Son as our Lord and Saviour. These things we ask as we present our thanksgiving in His worthy and precious name. Amen. Thank you very much.